If you have been trying to conceive for 6 months or more, then no doubt at some stage you've heard someone utter those famously unhelpful words, "Well, you just need to relax a little bit more." In today's episode, I'm going to share exactly why relaxing isn't just going to help you fall pregnant, so you can start focusing on all the things that actually will. All of that and more is coming up on today's episode of Your Journey to Fertility. Welcome to Your Journey to Fertility. This is the podcast that blends science with spirit to give you all the tools you need as you navigate your fertility journey. I'm your host, Jennifer Edmonds, and for the last 15 years, I've been helping women on their journeys to motherhood and beyond. I believe that combining the latest scientific research along with the best energetic and mindset practices will help you to avoid putting your life on hold and bring you closer to your baby. Each week, you'll learn ways to support your fertility and trust your body so that you can stop stressing that you'll never have your baby and finally walk your path to motherhood. This is the Your Journey to Fertility podcast. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Now, it has been a minute and I'm so excited to have you back here for season two. First of all, for those who have been following for a while, you'll notice that the podcast has had a little bit of a rebrand. We have a new name, some new artwork and photos that have gone into it. So it just felt a little more aligned with what I was trying to achieve and with the message I'm trying to get out there to people to rename the podcast as Your Journey to Fertility. So we have a really big season coming up, full of tips, so much help from fertility industry experts. We've got some incredible interviews that I have recorded and that are coming your way very soon. So just a couple of updates in my world before we get into the episode today. Now, if you have been following my socials or if you receive my emails, then you'll know that once a year, I open the doors to my signature program, the In Your Element Fertility Yoga Program. So we only do this once a year because I like to keep the group quite small. It helps to really personalize and give so much attention to those that want to come in and join me. It's a really lovely way to connect with people. Now, this is the most in-depth and the most comprehensive mind-body fertility program available. So we will be going through ways to work alongside your cycle. We use so many beautiful practices to do this. There are yoga sequences, there are breathwork practices, there are guided meditations. We do weekly live classes. At the moment, we are running 4 weekly live classes, as well as workshops every month with fertility industry experts. So this is everywhere from fertility doctors to fertility naturopaths, urologists. I have had so many incredible guests come in and speak to my group, and it's your chance to ask your questions directly to these people and to really get some knowledge from them in a way that's really hard to get access in other ways. So it's opening up at the end of May. And to celebrate the opening of the doors to this program, I am running a free 3-day live event. So for 3 days, we will be going through fertility yoga sequences. I'm going to be talking to you about cycle syncing, nervous system regulation, all of my favorite geeky sciencey things to include about this kind of work as well. It'll be just a really wonderful way to kind of dip your toe into this world and these practices and see if they resonate with you. So I'm going to place a link in the show notes that you can put your name down on the wait list if you are interested and you want to learn a bit more about the program. Please do so. And that will be opening up in just a few weeks. And then one last thing, just before we get into the episode, I know that not all of you are based in Sydney in Australia, but for those who are, I have a half-day retreat for women who are trying to conceive. I'm so excited about this event. And, you know, I've been wanting to put an event on like this for such a long time. And it is just everything that I wish I had been able to find when I was in the depths of my own fertility journey. So it's going to be a beautiful community of women at a beautiful studio in Brookvale in Sydney. We go through, again, fertility yoga sequences. I have a fertility naturopath coming in to speak to us. We have a wonderful guest speaking on cycle syncing and doing an EFT workshop. I will run a beautiful sound healing and meditation journey at the end of the day. We also have a Whole Foods lunch and a bunch of goodie bags to give out to everyone. So again, I will pop a link to that in the show notes. I would love to run these events all over the world, and let's hope one day that I can. But for now, I would just be thrilled to see you there in person. So we're talking about just relaxing. And I tell you what, if one more person had said that to me, or anything along the lines of, you just need to go on a holiday, or stop thinking about it, or just go out and have a few drinks on the weekend, etc., etc. We've all heard these things before. So if you've been trying to conceive for the last 6 months or more, and I find it's around this time we start opening up about fertility struggles, you run into these comments everywhere. So these comments make relationships with family and friends so difficult. They just prove that there are so many people who don't get it. They don't understand that infertility just doesn't exactly work that way. Because the reality is that fertility struggles are so much more complicated than that. And trying to tell yourself that you can just relax through this time really isn't helpful. Maybe you've already tried things like going for a weekend away with your partner, or you know, you've booked in a massage or joined a yoga class at the gym or jumped in a bubble bath, but you find it makes no difference. And there are a few reasons why a few token self-care practices aren't going to help when you're struggling with infertility. So let's go through them. So number one is that infertility is often a medical condition. And just like every other medical condition, relaxing isn't going to be a cure on its own. Sometimes we need a little intervention. So there are incredible doctors who work in this space. We need medical assistance, some procedures, some help balancing our nutrients or hormone levels. And yes, we are so lucky to live in a time where these are options for us, but it doesn't take away from the fact that a lot of us will need them in order to fall pregnant. Now, secondly, this is one that always gets my goat. It puts the blame on women. And, you know, as we well know, more often than not, it's assumed that infertility is a woman's problem. When in actual fact, studies have shown us time and time again that male factor infertility is a cause in around 40% or more of cases. The blame that gets put on women adds to the rising levels of stress when you're trying to conceive. And even if it is the man who has the fertility issue, when it comes down to going through fertility treatments, it still falls onto the woman because all of those treatments, for the majority of the time, need to be done on her. And again, that just sends you down this stress spiral of anxiety and wondering what is going to happen next. Thirdly, it is so important to point out that it just isn't that simple. A few basic self-care practices are no match for the amount of stress hormones that your body is producing when you're undergoing things like surgical procedures, injections, blood tests, months of hormones, scans, and just enduring those endless periods of waiting for results. So what we need instead are specific tools that help to bring us out of that stress response and remind us that we are safe and that our bodies are capable of conceiving. This is something that I talk about a lot. I feel it is the basis of so much of the work that I do. And I'm going to go into the science of that in a little bit more depth in future episodes. Now, number four, let's be honest. If getting pregnant was as easy as just relaxing, then you would have done it already. Instead of spending thousands of dollars on fertility treatments, but you know, people don't tend to think about that. But you know, having a mini break or taking yourself off for a spa day, it doesn't help get you into a relaxed state for a long period of time. And in fact, I don't think that's possible completely when you're trying to conceive. I mean, there is so much at stake. It's financial, it's emotional, it takes such a toll on your relationship. It completely changes all of your plans for the future. But what you do want to do is focus on things that are regular, intentional, and simple practices that stop this stress response within your body. The more that you can remind your brain that you're safe, that it doesn't need to be on high alert, and it doesn't need to produce this constant stream of stress hormones, this is how we can get into an actual state of feeling more relaxed. And it's not about, you know, being relaxed at all times or not caring or, you know, not letting things bother you. I mean, that is inevitable. We are human and we are going through a really big deal. But it's about being able to come back from when you get really distressing news. When something really upsetting happens on your journey, you're able to regulate and reset yourself with more ease. But this is a process and it takes time and consistency. This is so important, not just for your fertility journey, but for your overall health and your ability to get through this stage of life with some joy. So if you are over being told to just relax and you feel like nothing you do is helping your stress levels or getting you any closer to falling pregnant, remember you can always download a copy of my free fertility yoga guide. And this includes so many ways to help balance your stress response and to really make a difference. It works alongside your cycle and gives you a number of different tools that you can pull from in times where you are feeling quite stressed and overwhelmed. It has been so great to have you back on the podcast today. If you found this little mini intro reintroduction episode helpful, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts, as this will help me get the message out to as many people as possible. Now, on the next episode, I will be discussing the 5 things that everyone dealing with infertility needs to know. Now, this is a list I wish I'd had when I was in the middle of my own journey, so I could have avoided years of struggle and stopped putting my life on hold for so long. I look forward to seeing you back here then. So until then, sending you all my love as you continue your own journey to fertility.